Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you, Sears Elder C. Royal. Hallelujah.
All right, man. Hallelujah. What this is all about, the Passover is all about. It's more to just eat them up and drink them up. It's the message. The message. We got to tell the message. Take your time and do your part, and we'll tell a message of the Passover. What is this all about? What is the responsibility of this thing? Although we're going to eat them up, we're going to drink them up. The young lions is roaring all around Camp 1. They ready to get at something, and that's what I like to see. So, Yahweh, be at y'all here and take your time to come on with you on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And I do mean our broadcast. Earlier today, I had a meeting with a few pastors, and we were discussing the book, the Bible, as we had said that we would meet earlier today. You would be surprised of the discussion that transpired, even though we were speaking book. There was so much disillusion, and not one agreed on anything from the Bible. They had their own understanding. But it ended up being okay, because once you stay in the book, it's just like what we do here on this ministry. Mentioning in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 6, and reading 35 to 37. Verse number 6 says, "Be at peace with many, but have one counselor over 1,000. 35. Be willing to hear every Yahqwali discord, and let not the parables of understanding escape thee. 36. And if thou see a man of understanding, get thee behind unto him, and let thy foot wear the steps of his door. 37. Let thy mind be on the ordinance of the Yahqwah, and meditate continuously in his commandments. He shall establish thine mind or heart and give thee wisdom at thine own desire." Well, I don't know about many, but I'd rather have desire of wisdom from Yahweh as soon as it's passed on. And this is what transpired today, because we stayed in the book. There was conversation outside the book, but bringing them back, everything went the way that it should. This is why we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcasts, where we discuss and guide you through these dark times of Christianity, bad teaching, and things that I just mentioned a moment ago. We welcome and thank you to this ministry for listening to the words of Yahweh and learning how to connect the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this is done because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and found it now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Not having a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is starting Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, and right on that search line, enter tribeyada.com. After click enter, just under the big lion, you will see choices. One of the choices will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. In the other device, you may see menu, but still after clicking that, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offering, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I will always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also for building the school, which is very well needed. We need to have a mobile school going almost everywhere for teaching. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends, including myself, in tune with the feast days that come to all of us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button. As soon as it appears, it'll put you right into our live online broadcast. Also, this method is good for people that can't reach our number that I will mention a bit later. To enter Yahweh Radio Live, you can get our live broadcast right on your computer or your tablet or cell phone. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's T-R-I-B-E-Y-H-D-H at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is Y-H-D-H-Y-S-R-A-E-L at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the number I had mentioned earlier that you can call is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahweh's ministry. And also, by calling the same number, you can receive what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Just make sure you give us the correct name and the address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you may know, he's usually pretty busy with the WCC, New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now in addition to that, even Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579, and if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Now, if you've happened to miss the beginning of our program today, you can always catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. And to do this, enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program that you were late logging into, or at that point, you can pick any particular day that you would like to listen. Now, during your normal Blog Talk broadcast, as you may know, we're simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk, where our sound is crystal clear. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Just look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahweh's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the seer Israel writing as Shion. And during this time, we'll take no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if our program ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. And one important note, when you're giving scriptures to speak by the seer, always be quick to hear and slow to speak, so the words of Yahweh flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the words of Yahweh, not confusion. And doing that, remembering what it tells us about confusion in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 33. But when you're trying to win that bump-the-gums contest, you miss all of Yahweh's glory, which is said unto you. You have to remember, we are here rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahweh. So at this time, so our learning process can continue on the Sabbath day, feast day. We will turn our program over to our seer Israel and say, hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Yo, that's excellent. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Matter of fact, young line, can you pull up the vision of Paul 2:9? It's something important in that. Hallelujah, Yahweh. This is the top part of the Passover. This is the top part of the Passover. This is what it's all about. But it's something I just done me just then in the vision of Paul 2:9. And I want you to take a look at that. It's something in that thing, because one thing about it, Yahweh is telling us bottom line, once we in order, he's coming in. He's coming in after we, it's not about numbers, it's about order. Order, you understand exactly what this man's saying, and you able to instruct others. You got out your own feelings, and you able to just instruct many. So you able to instruct many. And that's what it's all about. You got to get out the building. And once you get out the building and understand you got a nation up under you coming, and that's what you own to try to do that. All right. Y'all be with you. So, hallelujah, y'all go out. Them young lions, they're still wrong around here.
So what he's saying now, listen,
when you, once you know who you are, give me Thomas 3 on that. See, what we're saying, Yahuwah deals with oil. We got to be clear. If you want Yahuwah to bless you and be ready when you make a move, you got to get in order. So he's saying now, whenever you hear the word call, you hear the salutation call, Yahuwah be with you. In return, you're supposed to automatically say, Yahuwah bless you. Now, if you don't say it, what he say happens if you don't say it? What he said, if you don't say it, you just sit there and look. Somebody said, Yahuwah be with you. Then you stand there and you don't say nothing behind him. What did he say that's over your head?
Vision of Paul, 30.
Yes.
And I said to the ministry of spirit, sir,
what
is hallelujah for? And the ministry of spirit answered and said to me, you ask questions about everything. And he said to me, hallelujah is said in Semitic tongue language of Yahuwah. And the ministry of spirit for the meaning of hallelujah is this. Tishal kat marat makat. And I said, sir, what is tishal kat marat makat? And the ministry spirit answered and said to me, T.C.L. Kat Marat Makat. It is, let us all bless him together.
Let's all bless him. So when you hear the word, hallelujah, why is my head, but you saying, all bless him together. Salutation. Go ahead.
And I asked the ministry spirit and said, sir, to all who say, hallelujah, why, bless Yahuwah. And the ministry spirit answered and said to me, it is so. And again, therefore, anyone sees hallelujah, Father, those who are present do not think at the same time. They commit sin.
Wait a minute. You mean if I hear hallelujah, Father, and I don't say nothing, what if I did?
They commit sin.
That is sin. Go ahead.
Because they do not sing along with him.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
And I said, my Yahuwah, does he also sin if he be hesitating or very old? And the ministry spirit answered and said to me, not so. But he who is able and does not join in the Satan, sing it. No, such as the despiser of the word. And it will be proud and unworthy that he should not bless Yahuwah his maker.
So otherwise, if you hear, I don't care where you are, if you hear hallelujah, why, and you don't say nothing, you just put a curse on yourself. So when it's time you to work on hallelujah, why, you're going to be ready to say, let me show you what you're ready to say. Go to Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. So, oh, why, if you don't, when you hear hallelujah, why, and you don't say nothing, you are upon a curse. According to Paul, raised from the womb, let's see what he raised from the womb, a young man of the northern kingdom. Brother O'Shea, let's back up and see where Paul's coming from. I ain't got my Luke 12:12. I don't got to have it. He said, okay, I ain't got my Luke 12:12 because I want to be clear that we got to understand something. I don't care if you're on the network, whatever. Whenever you hear the word called the salutation of the song saying, hallelujah, what? You don't say nothing after you know it, and you got a curse over your head. According to Paul, and let's find out what that means when Paul, let's find out about this man called Paul. Brother O'Shea from the northern kingdom, young lion from the northern kingdom. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1, and we're going to look at chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 15 and 16. Galatians chapter 1, roaring that microphone. Yeah, we take care of them. But what they have did, once we get born,
Y'all, God bless you.
Luke chapter 10, verse 4. You'll make it verse 5.
Verse 5.
Yeah, this, I think it's 5 and 6.
And to whatsoever house he enters, first say, peace be to this house.
So when you enter, wherever you go, you're supposed to say, peace be, and peace means Yahweh. Peace means Yahweh to this house. So when you walk in any establishment, once you know who you are, you're going to say, Yahweh be with you. All right. Let's find some more. I'm going to read a little bit more.
Verse 6.
But.
And if the son of peace,
they're not, no, wait a minute. Now, if they salute you back, that means the son of peace is down. Put it out in the hole.
Put it in the hole?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. No, you put in the hole.
One minute. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead again. Go ahead. Come on again. Come on again, young lad.
Verse 6. And if the Son of Peace be there.
If the Son of Peace be there now.
Your peace shall rest upon it.
Then your peace shall rest upon it.
If not.
But if it's not.
It shall turn to you again. Remain eating and drinking.
That's if you go in there and once you salute them, they got to salute you back. Now, if they don't salute you back now, you both bag up and go and bag up. See, that let you know you got a trap sit before you. When you know what you know and when it's time for us to go, Mother E, give me 11, give me Luke 10, verse number 1. Give me 10, 1. See, I'm trying to make my way to the past, though, maybe. But like I said, yeah, I get too excited because Yahweh, I put that spirit on you. And you got to go the way he tell you to go. Although I ain't got my Luke 12 yet, but in the same token, we're trying to tell you, once you're in order, Yahweh coming in. He's coming in upon the order, but you got to know what's in order and right. 10 verse 1, Mother E, what it say?
Yahweh appointed
other 70.
Other 70.
Yes.
Also, and sent him 2 and 2 before his face.
Right.
Unto every city and place.
Uh-huh.
Whether he himself would come.
All right, so he sent them. How many he sent out?
2 by 2.
And what that mean in 18:19 of Matthew? What that mean 18:19 of Matthew?
18:19.
Yeah, what that mean 18:19?
Book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19 reads, "Again, I tell you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they should ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven."
Oh, so when you send out 2 by 2, where is Yahweh at? He's right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
See, he's right there with you. So now he's telling you now, once you sent 2 by 2 all over the known world, Once you salute the place. Now, how do you salute the place, Mother E? How do you salute them? What you supposed to do? Give me. I give you example in Ruth 2:4. Here go an example. This is what you do. You got to have everything in right. Just go to Ruth chapter 2:4. Right? Yeah, Ruth. R-U-R-U-T-H. Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. Now, this I want to know what we supposed to say and what do we supposed to do to hear in return. Yes, ma'am. Ruth chapter 2, verse 4.
Boaz came from Bethany.
Yeah. The reapers. What did he say to the reapers? Wait a minute. What did he say with the audio? Oh, so when he seen them, he addressed them by saying what? And what happened in return?
And they answered him.
What?
Yahweh.
What'd they say?
Yahweh.
Oh, y'all hearing that? So that's how it goes. So when you know you in a brother and a sister establishment up under Yahweh. So who is my mother? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of Yahweh. So you supposed to walk in the door and say what? What are you supposed to say first?
Yahweh.
No, what you supposed to say first?
Oh, Yahweh.
And what you supposed to get in return?
Yahweh.
Now, if you don't get that, bag away, and it's a trap. Get up out of there. That means a trap set. So when you go somewhere and you salute the place, knowing Yahweh with you, you say, Yahweh be with you. And they don't say nothing. Just bag up and go on about your business according to scripture. Because right there and there is a trap set. But when you say, and when you hear in return, Yahweh bless you, that means you got the protection of Yahweh all your head. So he's telling you all these things in advance now. So you can be clear when you get out of here, you understand, to have the blessing of Yahweh, you got to be in order. So when you walk in the place, your job is to salute that place. And how you salute it? Yahweh be with you. And what you want in return, Alpha? Yahweh bless you. Now, if you don't hear that, bag up, because that DNA is a trap. So that's how you get in order. And that's when you find out exactly. Because Yahweh even had them say, Yahweh bless you. They got an island ahead. So he gonna take care of all that. If you follow his way, because man do what, Mother E? 8 verse 3 of Deuteronomy. What do man do? Yeah. And Sister J. Israel, have me Matthew chapter 10. Have me chapter 10, and we're gonna pick it up at verse number 11. Matthew 10, verse number 11. Matthew 10, Moses. Hallelujah. What? So now, what are we reading?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse
3.
And he humbled
thee. He humbled you.
And he humbled you.
Right.
And suffered
you.
And fed you with
manna. Yeah, manna.
Which thou knowest not, neither did their father know, that he might make thee know that man do not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh, do man live.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. So how do man live?
That's
how man live, by every word. Now, Sister J. Israel, let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 10. We're going to pick up at verse number 10.
Hallelujah.
Neither
bless you
for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, neither yet saved.
that parental vision, you be a tale who is worthy by saying What y'all say, young lion from Northern Kingdom? What you gonna say? What you answer, play? Yahweh be with you. And in return, what kind of answer you want? Yahweh bless you. You gonna know these things. You gonna know these things. Go ahead and read. So, oh, why, you know you can come on in. You're salute the place. Now you know you can come on in. Huh? Because you saluted it by saying, Yahweh be with you. And they respond by saying, Yahweh bless you. So Yahweh said, come on in, right? Is that what he said? Did he say that? Is we reading this?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Go ahead and read.
Verse 12. And when you come into
that
house, temple, salute it.
Salute it. Always salute it. Every time you walk in anywhere, that brothers and sisters of Yahweh, you supposed to do what?
Salute.
How do you salute it, Sister J. Israel? What do you say? How do you salute it?
Yahweh be with you.
And what you want in return?
Yahweh bless you.
That's what you want in return. Huh? That's what you want. Then you know the peace is there. Because if they say Yahweh bless you, then you know the peace is there. But if they start... So you just go ahead and back up. You know, you tell you know, hey. Read another verse.
Verse 13, and if that, and if the house temple be worthy, let your peace come upon it.
You see, let your peace mean let your Yahweh come in there. It's worthy. Go ahead.
But if it be not worthy,
that's right. That's good enough. All right, that's good enough. So now we're clear about that. So now we know we got to know these things. So we clear about this thing now. See, we got to know this thing, not Tweety Bird, nothing. We got to be about this man's business. Because Yahweh said, I'm with you. If you got me right, I got you right. So you know wherever you go, if you can tell there's any Yahweh people there by when you open the door, Yahweh be with you. Everybody's still looking all wild and everything. What's going on here? Then you know then and now, hey, Yahweh said, bag away and go on about your business. But he also said later on, the place you just came, it's going to be more tolerable than Solomon and Gomorrah, and they can't even find Solomon and Gomorrah. Because you made it plain with one person. Give me some Luke in there. Come on, young lion from Northern King. Give me 18 verse 3 of Matthew. 18 verse 3. Give me one verse. 18 verse 3. 18 verse 3. One verse. 18 verse 3.
Matthew chapter 18 verse 3.
Yeah.
And said, truly, I say to you.
What's that?
Except you be converted.
Except you be converted.
And become as little children.
Yeah.
You should not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
You're not getting into heaven if you don't come be as a little child. Understand anointed leadership.
Yes.
That we here to help you understand this word. If you don't bow your neck and be as little children and learn this word, there's no wise you getting in. So understand something. The six anointed camps, we're here to help you understand. It's time for you to learn the order of Yahweh. It's time for you to order. Brother Titus, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we can get something going on.
Well, Luke chapter 12, verse 12 reads.
What it read?
For the righteous spirit
mm-hmm.
to teach you in the same hour. What you ought to say.
The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. I jumped out there. So the Almighty put a spirit on those seers and just throw some things in there. But now we got our Luke on the table. So now we're going to find out how this thing all began. We're going to find out how it all began and what this thing is pointing toward. We're going to throw a few in. They're going to turn on to our elder. And he'll take them down. And the young lions in the background. And old seer will be somewhere about next to the wine. Getting his wine on. No doubt about it. That's what he's going to be doing. Getting his wine on. But he's going to make sure he got enough on the table to make sure Yahweh said, okay, see, you done your part. You turn over to the elder and grand style. That's what it's all about. All right. So now, let's go to the 12th chapter. Let's go to the 12th chapter. young lion from northern kingdom. Let's look at 12, the 12th chapter of Exodus. Let's go to 12th chapter and look at verse 1, 2, and verse number 6. 1, 2, and 6. Let's see what we can get going on. 1, 2, and 6. And we live in all locations. Every location is ready to go. Call for details. Well, yet, this Passover is big business. Big business. This is where it all started at. Once the children of Israel got out of the land of Egypt, and what do Egypt mean to us? Let's find out what do Egypt mean to us. When you see the word Egypt, what it means to us is the 13th chapter of Brother Titus. What it means us in 13th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. When we see the word Egypt, what do it mean to us? Exodus 13, 1, 2, and 3. What do that word mean to us when we see it?
The second book of the heavenly tablets for the Torah instruction.
Yes.
Five books. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1 through 3,
read.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. Verse 2, read.
What?
Sanctify unto me all the firstborn, whatsoever opens the womb among the children of Israel, both a man and a beast. It is mine. Verse 3, read. And Moses said unto the people of Israel,
what?
Remember this day when you came out of Egypt through the word Mizraim, out of the land of bondage.
So Egypt means to us what?
Land of bondage.
Bondage. That's what it means to us. We know that's Mizraim, true enough, but what it means to us is slavery.
That's
so you don't came out of slavery. That's what it means to us. So when we see the word Egypt, it means slavery to us.
That's right.
So you just came out of slavery. He said, now y'all know y'all just came out of slavery. Huh? And they look just like you. So it ain't got nothing to do with color.
Right.
They look just like you. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter, let's get a second witness on that, Brother Titus. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Let's get a second witness on exactly when we see this word, it gonna self-tell us exactly what it means to us, children of Israel. And 5:1 and verse 6. 5:1 and 6. They're going to tell us what it means.
All right. The fifth book of the heavenly tablets, the Torah instruction, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 1 and 6 read.
What read?
And Moses called all Israel.
And Moses called who?
All Israel.
All Israel.
And said unto them.
And so who are you talking to?
All Israel.
Now he's going to introduce himself in verse 6. But watch him introduce himself to all Israel.
Verse 6 reads.
What it read?
I am Yahweh, your Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four letters. YHWH.
Go ahead and read.
Yahweh. I'm Yahweh. Which brought thee out of the land of bondage.
Out of Egypt.
Out of Egypt.
Now I can tell you what it means.
From the land of bondage.
From the land of bondage. Yeah. So when you see Egypt, what it means to you is slavery.
Slavery.
You all came out of slavery. I brought you out of slavery. Tonight, since you out of slavery, now since you out of slavery, what I want you to do that we can read in verse number 10. Since now you out of slavery now. Okay, all right. Verse 10.
So now in chapter 5, verse 10.
Uh-huh.
It's showing mercy to thousands of death. The children of Israel that love me and keep my Torah instruction.
Oh, you're showing mercy for thousands that love me and that do what?
They keep my Torah instruction.
Oh, so that's where your love is. Your love is when you keeping the Torah instruction, the first five books. Now, there go your love in. So now you're going to come face to face with the love in by keeping the Torah instruction. How about that? Now you got a love in. Come on, read some love.
Verse 11 reads.
What reads?
You should not take the name of Yahweh, your Yahweh, in vain.
And you don't be fumbling around with his name, calling him Yah and Yahweh and Lord God Jesus. You call him by his name, Yahweh. Go ahead and read.
Well, Yahweh will not hold him or her guiltless.
You're not going to be guiltless if you're fumbling around with that man's name.
That's why. Yahweh. They've taken his name in vain.
Good.
Verse 12 reads.
What?
Keep the Sabbath day.
What?
Keep the Sabbath day.
Uh-huh.
To sanctify it.
Yes.
As Yahweh, your Yahweh has commanded you.
So the Sabbath day is a commandment from Yahweh. This is an order from your maker. Keep the Sabbath days and them high days. This is commandment from your maker. This is not who to your left, who to your right. It is an order from him to keep the Sabbath days. Is that what we're reading? What does he say next?
Verse 13.
What?
6 days should you, the children of Israel, should labor and do all your work.
Uh-huh.
Verse 14.
Yes, sir.
It's the Sabbath day.
Sabbath day.
It's the Sabbath of Yahweh.
Yahweh.
Your Yahweh.
Your Yahweh.
In it, you should not do any work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor any of your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gate, that your manservant and your maidservant may it rest as well as you.
Now you got to make it plain, verse 15.
Verse 15, and remember that you was a servant in the land of bondage.
That means that, remember, you was in slavery there now. You said, never forget, you was in slavery there. I said, look, just like you, you was in slavery there. Go ahead and read.
Little word, Egypt, that Yahweh, your Yahweh brought you this through a mighty hand.
What kind of hand?
Mighty hand.
See, when you got your Yahweh right, he'll have what kind of hand over you?
Mighty hand.
Mighty hand. Go ahead and read.
And by stretched out arm.
Yeah.
Therefore, Yahweh, your Yahweh commanded you.
Commanded you.
The children of Israel to keep the Sabbath day.
Keep the Sabbath day. This is a commandment. Keep the Sabbath day. Listen, you're supposed to go all out to do what this man's saying. See, you're coming around with the wrong guy, so he made it plain in 646. Luke, what he say to y'all lying? But Titus, what he say in Luke 646? What did he say?
You go to Luke chapter 6, verse 46 reads.
Look what he say.
And why call you me Yahweh?
Why do you even call me Yahweh?
Yahweh, and do not the things which I say.
You might well call me Most High in Christ blessed. You might well call me Christ. You might well call me, you ain't gonna do what I tell you to do. You might well call me Most High Christ blessed. Call me Jesus. You ain't doing what I'm saying. He said, why would you go out the way to call me by my name, but you'll do nothing I tell you to do? Read that again.
Luke chapter 6, verse 46 reads, and why call ye me Yahweh? Yahweh, not the things which I say.
You see the man saying? Why you do it? Now give me a St. John 13, verse 13.
Righteous beloved judge.
Yeah.
Chapter 13, verse 13 reads.
What it reads? You call me master.
And Yahweh.
And you call me master and Yahweh. What you say?
And you say where?
What it say you doing?
And you say where?
So I'm the one that love your master. See, all those talk about love your master with all that that wickedness from the other nation. No. Yahweh say, I'm the one. I'm your master, but you gotta know who I am. Somebody give me my Thomas. I don't got nerve. I need my Thomas verse 3 now. I don't got nerves. Now I gotta have it. I got to have my Thomas verse 3. See, we got to understand these things.
The gospel of Thomas. Verse 3 reads.
What it reads?
Y'all probably said.
What it
say? Those who lead you say to you, no, the kingdom is in heaven. The birds of heaven will precede you. If they say to you, it is in the sea, when the feast will precede you. Rather, the kingdom is within you and outside you. When you know yourself.
What did it say?
It says, then the fish.
No, you said when you what?
When you know yourself.
Oh, when you know yourself. See, when you know yourself, right?
Then you will be known.
Then you'll be known. See,
you,
uh-huh.
And you will know
what?
That you are the sons of the living Father.
Ain't that something? He says, once you understand that all these titles they gave you, and once you know, you'll know you who?
The sons of the living Father.
These are sons of the living Father. Go ahead.
But if you do not know yourself.
If you do not know yourself, if you don't get this
are in poverty.
Uh-huh.
And you yourselves are deprived.
So there ain't no stimulus package going to help you.
No.
So all them stimulus packages you're getting are that temporary stimulus. You got to have your Yahweh right. You got to understand one thing. This thing is set on you to take care of this man's business, and it's up to you, and he got a ministry to take care of this man's business. So all we got to do is get in order. There's a ministry out here called a Six Anointed Camps of Voices.
Of the true Israelites.
To take care of this business. And to take care of this business, and we're going to do it. But we got to get in order to understand one thing. We got to know how to, our salutation got to be right. We got to know how to salute one another. We got to know what the return I'm supposed to be. And, we, and once we learn all this good stuff, then we're in something. Now let's run a young lion from the Northern Kingdom. We're going to, was in Exodus chapter 12, we read, what you read, 1 and 2? How much you get? I'll tell you what, read 1 and 2 again, and then give me verse 6. 1, 2, and 6. I'm going to give me a few more minutes in. I'm going to pass it on because I'm going to be at the wine. Osea is going to be at the wine and shortly, but he's going to be on, he'll be done his part, then he's going to the wine. That was Osea going to.
Hey, chapter
12. What?
Verse 1, 2, and 6.
Verse 1. What
does it say? And Yahweh spoke to Moshe and Aaron.
And Yahweh, so Yahweh the one spoke. Unto, so Yahweh doing the talking. What did he say, young lion from Northern Kingdom?
Verse 2.
What?
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the first month of the year to you.
First month of the year to you.
Verse 6.
What?
And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
14th day of the same month.
And the whole assembly of the gathering of Israel.
Of the congregation of Israel, huh? What about
they'll kill it in the evening?
So otherwise, the Passover will start what time?
Evening.
Everything started in the evening. Kill it in the evening. That's what he's saying, right? So everything going on. And not only kill it, I'm going to kill me a couple of bottles of me some good wine, too. Osea's going to do what he got to do, because I want mine. See, I want mine. Yahweh said, rejoice. Matter of fact, read that. Read that, young lion. Give me Deuteronomy 16:11-14. Help me out there. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11 and 14. Let me see what Yahweh ordered here. What is his order that we can read? Young lion from the Northern Kingdom, Brother Hosea. What does it say that we can read in 11 and verse 14 of 16 chapter of Exodus? Help me out there.
Oh, Exodus?
I mean Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter
16.
Yeah, 11 and 14. Yeah, 11 and 14. What did it say?
Verse 9.
What?
And you shall rejoice before the Yahweh.
What are we supposed to do?
Rejoice.
We're supposed to do what?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. Go ahead and read.
You and your son.
Your son.
And your daughter.
Your daughter.
Your manservant.
And Levi.
And your gate.
Right.
And the stranger.
And the father. Yeah.
And the widow.
Mm-hmm.
That are among you.
So otherwise, this day is what kind of day? What's the first word you read? What kind of day is this?
I'll
rejoice for that. Give me a second when it's in verse 14. Verse 14. Give me a second with it. You read 11? Did you read 11? Which one did you read? You read 11?
Yeah.
Okay,
verse
give me.
14.
Your verse 14.
And you shall rejoice in your feast.
Oh, he'll say it again. Now he called the Passover what?
A feast,
y'all.
Hallelujah.
This is a feast day. The Passover is a feast day. Now who's going to be there? Come on.
You.
Your son.
Your daughter. Your man.
Mm-hmm.
And the Levite. The stranger and the father and the widow that are within your gate.
You see that? So it is the Passover for men only. My question, I'm asking Northern Kingdom. Is the Passover for men only? According to 11 and 14, what's the Passover for?
Your son.
Everybody, from your sons, your daughters, everybody supposed to keep the Passover. You got brothers out there teaching the Passover for men's only. that sound like some stuff that don't supposed to be. You either lay up in tents with another man. That don't sound right.
Right.
No, this thing for you is for families.
Yeah.
It ain't for a bunch of men drinking a lot of alcohol and falling all out of for their tents.
Right.
No, brother, I think you ought to repent for saying stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think you ought to repent because we find that thing for everybody just in your gates.
That's right.
And that's what we read.
That's what we read.
That's what we read, right. Now, come on back, young line from Northern Kingdom, back to that 12th chapter, pick it at verse number 7. 12, verse 7. I need a little bit more. Get me by another few more minutes in. Now, back to Exodus. Yeah, come on back there. I want to get a little bit more on this Passover. I want to find out what Yahweh is saying. Because he's putting something in order. He's putting something in place now. I want to find out what he's doing that we can read. We're going back to Exodus, and we're going to pick it around by verse number. Pick it up verse number. You read 6. Read 7. Read 7 down. Yeah, read 7. Let's read a little bit.
As in chapter 12, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door post of the houses,
right,
wherein they shall eat it. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Verse 8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Verse 9, eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, its head with his legs, and within the perk.
Well, this part he removed out by him. I tell you what, let's skip down to verse 11. Let's come on by verse 11. Let's find what's all going on. Read me verse 12, verse 1 and 11.
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
For I will pass through the land of Mizraim this night.
Now make it 11. Make it 11.
Verse 11. And this shall you eat it with your loins girded.
Yeah.
Your shoes on your feet.
Yeah.
And your staff in your hand.
Yeah.
And you shall eat it in.
Why? In haste. Why?
Eat it in haste.
Why?
It is the Yahweh's Passover.
Who passed over this hill? This is Yahweh's Passover. Okay.
Yahweh.
So what we doing? This is who business we taking care of right now.
Yahweh.
This is Yahweh's Passover. What is he gonna do next?
Verse 12.
What?
For I will pass through the land of Jesus.
What that means?
Israel.
Yeah, that means what?
The land of bondage.
The man of bondage. Slavery we used to bondage. I'm going to pass through where you was in, where you are slave at. I'm going to pass through that night tonight. So I'm taking care of this business tonight. What does he say? What does he say?
And we'll smite all the firstborn in the land of bondage.
Yes.
Both man and beast.
Right.
And against all the gods of Israel.
All false Yahweh's Mizraim. Bondage. Go ahead.
I will execute judgment.
What are you going to say?
I am the Yahweh.
How many letters is that?
Four
letters. Y-A-W-A. Go ahead.
Verse 13.
What it say?
And the blood should be to you for a token.
Now the blood going to be for a token. Now I got to put a priest. Why is the blood for a token? Now, who's going to help me out with the precept on why this blood for a token? Let's go to the book of Hebrews chapter 7, Brother Micaiah. Look what it says in 7:22, the book of Eva. Now, why is this blood for a token? I'm gonna reach back and see if I pull a rabbit out of here. Let's run to the book of Hebrews. Why is the blood for a token? Let's see what that means. And we're going to see, can I reach back in the 9th chapter and look at verse 22. Thank you, Elder. 9:22. 9:22.
The book of Hebrews.
Listen to this.
The little title for the book of Hebrews.
Right.
On the chapter 9, verse 22.
What it say?
22 reads.
What it read?
In almost all things are by the law, the little word for Torah instruction, purged with blood.
Right. Watch it now. Go ahead.
And without shedding of blood is no remission.
So if I didn't kill them people, then you still up on this. I killed people for you.
Yeah.
See, Yahweh said, hey, I killed some folks.
Yeah, right.
That's why you got to understand something. Yahweh does some killing for you.
Yeah.
He made people's blood running like an ocean of water for you. And you can't keep his path over? His Sabbath day? It's not, matter of fact, he made it plain, Brother Micaiah. Look what he said in the book of Amos, chapter 2, verse 6. You mean this man saying, I've done some killing for you, and you take what I did for you lightly, and I got 6 locations for you to get in one, and you ain't in now one of them? Look what he said in 2, verse 6.
The book of Amos, chapter 2, verse 6.
Listen to this.
Verse 6 reads.
What?
Thus says Yahweh.
What did he say?
For 3 transgressions of Israel and for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof.
He said, I'm not going to turn away his punishment against y'all. Come on.
Because they sold the righteous for silver.
And you sit there and you sold this righteous for silver. You let them push a suitcase up out of you and you start calling them Yahweh and Yah and everything. Passed on the back and you just backed away from the truth. Read.
And the poor for a pair of shoes.
And the poor for a pair of shoes. Go ahead.
Verse 7. That pants after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor.
Yeah.
And turn aside the way of the meek.
Mm-hmm.
And a man and his father will go in unto the same maid.
So you said, Lord, I don't just chill a man around with you. Go ahead.
To profane my righteous name.
And see what you did? You were profaning the name because these are people from your book. You got to have a high standard for the world. Go ahead.
Verse 8. And they laid themselves down upon clothes.
And they laid themselves down on clothes?
Laid to pledge by every altar.
And you everywhere hollering, praising Jesus everywhere. Getting ready for Easter. You do everything praising Jesus. Go ahead.
And they drank the wine of the condemned.
And you drank the wine of condemned. Go ahead.
In the house of false Yahweh.
False Yahweh. Go ahead.
Verse 9. Yet destroyed I the Amorite before them.
But yet I killed me some Hamites. I killed people for y'all. I destroyed them. Let me show you how good I destroyed them. Read.
Whose height was like the height of the cedar.
Big, black, wide, big-eyed folks.
And he was strong as an oak.
They were strong as an oak.
Yet I destroyed his fruit.
I broke them down too.
And his roots from beneath.
And his roof, I plucked him up from the roof for y'all.
Verse 10. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt. Polluted word for Mazarene.
Yes.
And led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorites.
Right.
Verse 11.
What?
And I raised up of your sons for Seir.
Oh, he raised up the children of Israel's sons for what?
For Seir.
Go ahead.
And your young man for Nazareth.
Yeah.
Is it not even thus, O you nation of Israel?
Did I do this for y'all? So that means if I did all this for you, let's go to Mother Z. Since I've done all this for you, now I want to read a verse since I've done all this for you. What do the man say that we can read? I've done all this for you over here in Corinthians. Something in Corinthians I need to read. He said, I've done all this for you. Now, I'm all over the place. I'm thinking about getting my wine on and can't even find Genesis. I can't get my Genesis right. So now, he says, now, I've done this for you. And now he's going to tell you something out of the mouth of the waters he raised from the womb. He's going to tell you something. Anybody who help me, help me out on what he said that we can read? That we can read. He said something. Now, what did he say that we can read? Now, what did he say that we can read? He made a profound statement. I won't know what he said that we can read. Thank you, that young line. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19 and 20. Look what he said in 19 and verse 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Yeah, what did he say?
Verse 19.
What?
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 For know it be not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit.
So your body is a temple. So when the feast day comes tomorrow, don't start taking your leaven and take it to your neighbor's house. Then you got to pull a pistol on him in 7-8 days. Your body is a temple of Yahuwah.
Yeah,
it means by moving the leaven out your house, it means close your mouth on leaven. That's why you take all the business tonight and pass over and no leaven in your mouth for the next 7 days after this time tomorrow. Don't take your leaven and hide them out and you chuck your car and stuff. Don't do none of that. Just close your mouth on leaven. Because he said your body is the what? Okay. Go ahead.
Temple of Yahweh, the righteous spirit is in you.
Go ahead.
Which ye have of Yahweh, and ye are not your own.
And you is not your own. When I killed all them people for you, you is not your own. All that killing I did over there in the land of bondage, you not your own. Now, look what he said in verse 20. Listen to this.
Verse 20.
What did he say?
But ye are bought with a price.
You've been bought with a price. The price, he killed peoples for you. This man killed peoples for you. And you can't keep the Sabbath days? You can't wear no fringes? And he gave you the thing. You can't do that? Boy, I tell you one thing. When this man come, I got to put a rabbit hat behind that. But Micaiah, look what the man says in 73, verse 25 through 27 in the book of Psalms. I'm going to finish it up in a minute. Psalms 73, 25 through 27. But watch what verse 27 says.
The book of Psalms. Chapter 73, verse 25 to 27.
Yeah.
25, read.
Wait, read.
Whom have I in heaven but you?
What did he say?
Who have I in heaven but you?
Okay.
There is none upon the earth that I desire besides you.
That's right. See, you're going to have no desire for nobody but him.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Verse 26. My flesh and my mind fail, but Yahweh is the strength of my mind.
See, the flesh and your mind ain't going to fail, but what do you say?
But Yahweh is the strength of my mind.
Listen good.
And my portion forever.
For how long?
Forever.
Uh-huh.
27. For lo, they that are far from you shall perish.
Wait a minute. What's that man just saying?
They that are far from you shall perish.
The man said, if you ain't got your Yahweh, I ain't going to kill you. They that far from Yahweh, you're not doing the fringes, you're not doing the Sabbath day, you're not keeping the feast day. He said, that means you far away from him. What did he say will happen to you?
They that are far from you shall perish.
Uh-huh.
You have destroyed all them that go a-whoring from you.
But now, why did he say that? Now, how can he call it? Go to 46 verse 10 of Isaiah. How can he make a statement like that? He must know something to say that. Isaiah 46 verse 10. What do you mean by that? So I'm keep telling y'all, if you ain't got your Yahweh right, this man knows. And this man going to do you some damage, according to what he told David in 73 verse 27. Why so? Isaiah 46, verse 10. Read it, Brother McGay.
The book of Isaiah, chapter 46, verse my pleasure.
So this man called it in from the beginning. He said, you ain't got me right. Don't look for nothing but be bunked in the back. That's what the man just said. Come on back to Psalm 138, 6-8. Brother McCarty. So if you ain't got the man right, so if you ain't got your James 5:20 in your pocket, look here, I'm telling you now, you ain't going to make it. That's what he told David, tell him. Put it in writing. Psalm 138, 6-8, what it say?
The book of Psalms, chapter 138, verse 6-8.
Mm-hmm.
6.
What?
Though Yahweh be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly.
Oh, but although Yahweh be high, he got respect to who?
Unto the lowly.
Go ahead, read.
But the proud he know afar off.
Oh, but the proud he know where?
Afar off.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble.
Yeah, now, though we walk in the midst of trouble. When you wear fringes, you're going to catch trouble.
Though we will revive me.
Huh? Just, what?
You will revive me.
Yeah, I'm going to revive you.
You shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemy.
You see what Yahweh, you say you don't even know? He's God. Go ahead.
And your right hand shall save me.
You see that? So the man tell you all this thing. I'm going to let the hell take care of all them Deuteronomy, whatever he was, where he going. Let me get another one in. Because right now, a bottle of wine is calling me, so I better get me one more. Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Give me a, but no, I got to hold on a bit, because I got to hold on a bit, like I got to do some things. All right, I can't get too much, but I get a little bit. Now, let's go to, let's see, when they left the land, did anything that we need to know? Because a lot of people said, well, you ain't in the land, young boy, you can't. Let's go to EZRA, regular book, chapter 6, Brother Titus, and look at 16 to 22. Let's find out something. Because, see, everybody, they forget key words going to be in verse 17. But look what he says here that we can read. EZRA, chapter 6, 16, on verse 22.
All right, the book of Ezra, to see it. Chapter 6, verse 16 down to 22.
Look at this.
And the children of Israel, the priests, the seers, and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity.
Oh, the who?
The children, rest of the children of the captivity.
Children of the captivity, that means they ain't in their land yet.
Right.
Right.
Kept the dedication on this temple of Yahweh with joy.
Okay.
Verse 17, uh-huh. And offered the dedication of this temple of Yahweh, 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, for a sin offering, for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel.
Go ahead.
Verse 18,
right.
And they set priests, seers, and their division, and the Levites, in their courts, for the service of Yahweh, which is at Jerusalem, polluted word, the southern kingdom of Yahdah, as it is written in the book of Moses.
Oh, they done things as it was written in the book of Moses?
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Glory.
Verse 19, and the children of the captivity kept the Passover.
Wait a minute, what did they do?
Kept the Passover.
Kept the Passover. What happened next?
Upon the 14th day of the first month.
Upon what day?
14th day of the first month.
You see what's going on here. Now, everybody had to pass over. Everybody had to honor. They've done everything. But they ain't doing according to as it is written. Huh?
Yes.
And as it's written according to Moses. What day it is?
14th day.
Or when?
Of the first month.
And that what we're doing right now?
Hallelujah.
If we learn what you say.
Hallelujah.
We're doing it exactly the way the book tells us to do. They said, as it is written. In verse 17, read it again.
Ezra chapter 6, verse 17.
Right.
And offered the dedication of this temple of Yahweh, 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs, for a sin offering, for all Israel, 12 he-goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Yahweh.
Yeah, well, I want to hear the word as is written. What verse is that one? 18.
Verse 18. And they set the priests, the seers, it is written in the book of Moses.
They've done, all we got to do is find out what Moses did, and all we got to do is what he got written. Yahweh got the protection on us. Let me get one more. Come on, folks. Of Northern Kingdom. Young line from Northern Kingdom. Let me run to, let's start it off in the book of 1 Ezra. Chapter 1, read me down to verse 7. Then Brother Micaiah, pick it up at 7 to 15, and Brother Titus, pick it up at 16 to 22, and over to our hill. I'm going to be running back and seeing if I find me some cold to drink.
Ezra
1,
verse 7.
But I'll still be ready when the time's anointed. You bet I'll be ready.
Yeah, what?
I ain't going to miss a beat. Not 1-1.
First Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1.
Yeah, 1 down to verse 7. Yeah, right out of here.
And Josiah held the feast of Passover.
So Josiah, he held the feast of Passover, right?
Yeah.
Let's see what he did.
In Yahweh of Judah.
Yeah.
Unto his Yahweh.
Yeah.
And offered Passover the 14th day of the first month.
Wait a minute. When did he do it?
The 14th day of the first month.
The 14th day? What day are we on right now?
14th day? First month.
You see what we're doing? Now, how y'all not going to bless this ministry? We're doing exactly the way the man tells them to do it. Ain't no man. Go on KB Chase Day from 29 to 31, 26 days. You know, well, so that let me know he dropped them down. He knows, okay, good. Go ahead, read.
Yep.
No, keep reading. Straight now.
Okay. Verse 2. Having set the priests according to the daily courses.
Oh, so that's why we keep telling we gotta get in order. See, everything ain't happen when you get in order. See, everything in order. Go ahead.
Being arrayed in long garments.
What they have on?
Being arrayed in long garments.
Hate that stuff. You see what's going on? Set up a bum guy with stuff on it.
Hallelujah.
You lining with the book?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Long God. See that? You see what's going on here?
Hallelujah.
So how you not going to get blessed and you follow everything the man got written? How is you not going to get blessed?
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, read.
In the temple of Yahweh.
You see that? You was in the temple of Yahweh? You want to see what's in behind the curtain? People that no, you were bumping shoulders with everybody in the temple of Yahweh. And that what we're doing right now?
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Verse 3.
What?
And he spoke to the Levites.
Spoke to the Levites.
The righteous ministers of Israel.
Yes, they are.
That they shall sanctify themselves unto the Yahweh.
Oh, sanctify yourself to who?
The Yahweh.
Every.
To set the righteous ark of the Yahweh.
Right.
In the temple that King Solomon, the son of David, had built.
Right.
Verse 4. And said, ye shall no more bear the ark upon your shoulders. Now therefore serve the Yahweh, your king.
Serve the Yahweh, your king.
And minister unto his people Israel.
And minister to who?
Israel.
That's right. Your people's Israel. Right.
And prepare you after your families and kindred.
Uh-huh.
Verse 5. According as thou we, the king of Israel, prescribed.
Oh, he said do it exactly the way David told you to do it. Mm-hmm. See, all we got to do is go back and look what they did and do the same thing. Huh? Just do it. You ain't got to think on this thing. Same way that David did, that what you do. Right?
Mm-hmm. And according to the magnificence of Solomon his son.
The same thing that Solomon did.
And stand in the temple according to the service.
Well, no. Stand behind your curtain. Stand somewhere where we not in the land. Listen. Why don't you do Bible? Just do Bible. Go ahead, read.
And stand in the temple according to the servile dignity of families of you Levites.
The families. Go ahead, read.
Who minister in the presence of your brethren, the children of Israel.
Your brother. So you minister to your brother. Who are your brothers again?
The children of Israel.
Children of Israel. Go ahead,
verse 6.
What?
After the Passover in order.
And open Passover when?
In order.
Well, read verse 1. How about what's order? Verse 1. What's order?
And your signs held the feast of Passover in Yana, Judah, to his Yahweh.
Right.
And offered the Passover the 14th day of the first month.
I ain't got something.
Order.
I got to put a rest. Can you get me out? Go to the book of Jubilees. Give me 633 and 36. You should do it in order. What's wrong with doing it in order? But you don't want to do order. You want to do this right here. Come on. Well, you know, hey, sis, you know, 14 days after the moon. What 14 days after the moon? Wait till the moon come up, then you count 14. Man, where you getting that from? You ain't reading that. You parakeeting something. You ain't reading that 14 days after the new moon. Because we read what he was told Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to tell you that, in the book of Jubilee, chapter 33, verse 33 and 36. What did it say?
The book of Jubilee, chapter 6, verse 33 and 36. 33
read. What
did it read? But if they do neglect and do not observe them, according to his Torah instruction.
Oh, according to what?
His Torah instruction.
Go ahead, read.
Then they will disturb all their seed.
Right.
And the years will be dislodged from this order.
This what?
This order.
Order.
And they will neglect their orders. For there will be those who will surely make observation of the moon.
Oh, tell me about it. Tell me. Oh, you know, we waiting to see the new moon. But I read Jeremiah 10, so don't even look up there.
Yeah,
now, you tell me you waiting on the moon, and you don't count 14 days from the moon. Mm. Let's see what happens.
Now it disturbs the season.
Yes.
And come in from year to year, 10 days too soon.
Oh, so now I see why you got both pieces gone already. You have done everything. Y'all done everything already. Y'all out of order everywhere. Everywhere you out of order. Come on back, young line. Verse 6 and 7. From Northern Kingdom. Brother O'Shea from Northern Kingdom.
First book of Ezra. Chapter 1, verse 6.
What it say?
Offer the Passover in order.
Order.
And make ready the sacrifices for your brethren.
Right.
And keep the Passover according to the commandment of Yahweh.
Keep it according to, not the moon, according to the order of Yahweh. Right.
Which was given unto Moshe.
The way it was given to Moshe. And we read where he got it over there in 12, verse 6. On the 14th day, all the assembly of the whole congregation of the children of Israel that could have eaten. I won't give him the Moses. Go ahead.
To the people that was found there, the sons gave 30,000 lambs and kids.
Oh, they had 30,000 lambs? I mean, my goodness, they were eating lambs. 30,000?
Yeah.
You hear that, Moses?
Yeah.
30,000 lambs were there. Go ahead, read.
And 3,000 cows.
We always thought we'd been in poverty. We just don't know who we are.
Yeah.
Man, we had everything, and you're going to blow all this and don't want it back no more? You see what's going on here? Pray about next.
These things were given of the king's allowance according as he promised.
That was the king's allowance there, you know? See? Oh, my. You see what we are better from, y'all? And we keep telling you about last school and banquet hall, y'all rock and bless, and y'all still sitting on your fence, sitting there just looking at each other, don't know what to do. Man, let's do some Bible.
Y'all what?
That's that one?
Yeah.
Come on, Brother McKay, pick it up, verse 8.
The book of first book of Exodus, chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8, read.
Go ahead, read.
And Hezekiah, Zechariah, and Silu, the governors of the temple, gave to the priest for the Passover 2,600
sheep. 2,600
sheep. 300 calves. Verse 9. And Jeconiah and Semaiah and Nathaniel, his brother, and Asbiah and Othiel and Joram, casted over 1,000. Gave to the Levites for the Passover 5,000 sheep.
Gave for the Passover.
700 calves.
700 calves.
Verse 10. And when those things were done, the priest, Levite, having the unleavened bread, stood in very comely order.
They was in what?
Very comely order.
That's what we trying to do, y'all. Get in order. Go ahead.
According to their, to the kinship, the kinfolk.
A kinfolk thing.
Verse 11. And according to the several dignities of the Father.
Yeah.
Before the people. To offer to Yahweh as it is written.
Wait a minute. Do it. What kind of way?
As it is written.
Man, not no moon stuff at all, y'all. You got to do this thing. What kind of way? The Moses.
As it is written.
In the book of Moses.
In the book of Moses.
And thus did
it even tell you what book to read. In the book of Moses. How is written the book of Moses? The young lion from Northern Kingdom read it in verse 12, verse 6. The 14th day of first month at even is Yahweh's Passover. That's how it's written. Go ahead.
Thus did they in the morning.
Right.
Verse 12. And they roasted the Passover with fire.
They roasted the Passover with fire.
As pertaining.
Pertaining.
As for the sacrifices, they served them in brass pots and pans with a good sovereign.
Yeah.
Verse 13. And set them before all the people.
Yeah.
And afterwards they prepared for themselves and for the priests, their brothers, the sons of Aaron.
Yeah.
Verse 14. And the priests offered the fat until night.
Yeah.
And the Levites prepared for themselves and the priests, their brothers, the sons of Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 15. The righteous singers also, the sons of Asaph, were in their order.
Also, like our brother Titus loved to say about this, don't mess around with that music. Put music on. See that? So you see, they had that music on. See that? Mm-hmm. So when brother Titus knocked it out and read, they had that music on. Mm-hmm. They had that music on. Mm-hmm. They had food everywhere. Mm-hmm. They had nice don't drink. They had drinking. They were ready. Go ahead and read.
According to the appointment of David,
uh-huh.
To wit, Asaph, Zechariah, Judathan, Juduthan, who was the king's routine.
Uh-huh.
Verse 16. Moreover, the porters were at every gate. It was not lawful for any to go from his ordinary service, for their brethren, the Levites, prepared for them.
Right. Otherwise, at the temple site, they know that you'd have nothing going on somewhere around the couple. You were all tied to the hip in one body. It wasn't lawful that you were all over the place. Well, you know, I'm going to pull up the side and cook me a little meat. No, it wasn't none of that going on. Everything was in order. Everybody was there. Was in order. If we read that? Well, you know, I'm going to keep the Passover. I'm going to go out and listen, you out of order. Plus, you'll be doing the wrong day, calling by the wrong name, too. So go on with that stuff. Go ahead, read.
I think it's
Come on, Titus. Robert Titus, pick it up on take it down verse 22. Let me get on doing something else.
Okay, pick up at verse 18.
This thing's in great hands now. You got young lions everywhere roaring. You got the hell to get ready to roar. Come take something. Because you got water to the next move to make. Come take something. I'm telling you, we got to make our move all over the known world, but we got to get in order.
That's right.
And once we see this thing is in order, and Yahweh says in order, watch what he do for those seals, and the seal probably be somewhere in that place, but everything is in order. I'm telling you, it's going to happen in advance. When we read 46 verse 10, it's all about getting in order now.
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
All right, 2nd Ezra, chapter 1. Verse 17
read.
Thus were the things that belonged to the sacrifice of Yahweh accomplished in that day.
In that day.
Yes. That they might hold the Passover.
That they hold what?
The Passover.
Hold the Passover.
Yes. Verse 18. And offer sacrifice upon the altar of Yahweh.
And go ahead.
According to the Torah's commandments of the kings of Sion.
Right. Go ahead.
Verse 19. So the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time.
Yeah.
And the feast of sweet bread 7 days.
Oh, and sweet bread, that's not unleavened bread. They got ripped back in them white garments again for first day of unleavened bread. They got ripped back into it. Go ahead.
Verse 20. And such a Passover was not kept in Israel.
Such a Passover was not kept in Israel.
Since the time of the seer Samuel.
So it's been just that long, they ain't done it right.
Yeah. Where you at? I'm at verse 21 now.
Right.
Verse 21, yeah, all the kings of Israel held not such a Passover as Josiah.
Yeah, so everybody came to one spot and done the Passover.
Liyakwah.
One more verse.
I'm going to finish out verse 21.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And the priests, the seers, and the Levites, and the Jews polluted word for Yadah Judah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell with all Israel.
Well, who was that?
With all Israel.
Uh-huh.
That were found dwelling at Jerusalem, polluted word Yadah, the other king.
Uh-huh. Give me another verse.
Verse 22. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, was this Passover kept?
Passover was kept. Read one more verse. More verse.
Verse 23. And the works of Josiah were upright.
When you're doing the Passover the right way, your works are what kind of way?
Upright.
Upright. Go ahead and read.
Before his Yahweh.
Before we lose.
Before his Yahweh.
People, when you're doing it upright, go ahead.
With a mind full of Yahwaliness.
Yahwaliness.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're gonna bring our elder, the lead teacher out of Camp One, with a loud voice, you say, Elder, Brother Yahdai Israel, the Elder. Yahweh be with you, I see you right.
Well, bless you,
Israel.
I see you right.
Hallelujah.
Those that are heirs, right, of salvation.
Now let's see if we can peep at that statement right quick, and I'm going to be on up out of the way. Let's get Ephesians. Dore Yaqua. Let's look at Ephesians 3. Let's keep it 1 through 6. Let's see if we can pinpoint. He said that the minister spirit is sent forth to minister those who are heirs of salvation, right? So let's see if we can pinpoint who are these heirs of salvation. Now, we know that the whole world is saying that they got a piece of the pie, right? But let's see if that's so in the book of Ephesians 3, 1 through 6. Lord, I've got one.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1 through 6.
Yes, ma'am.
For this call, I call the prisoner of Yahuwah, the son of Yahuwah, the father. Ten servants.
You can call it like you see.
Okay.
If
you have heard of the dispensation of the compassion of the Yahuwah, which is given me to you, Lord.
If you heard of the mercy of Yahuwah, which is given me to you, go ahead.
Verse 3, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore a few verses.
Go ahead, read up.
Verse 4, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of the Yahuwah.
So this thing was kept on the low until Peter initiated this thing going to the 10 northern tribes, right?
Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his righteous followers and seers by the Spirit.
Verse number 6.
That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs.
So the Gentiles have an heir. We read in the book of Hebrews that the minister's spirit is sent to those who are heirs of salvation. These Gentiles are fellow heirs, and what?
And of the same body, partakers of his promise.
Go ahead.
And Yahuwah the Son of Yahuwah the Father by the covenant.
So these Gentiles here is fellow heirs. They have the same body, partakers of his promise in Yahuwah the Son. Let's see Paul explain this thing in a few words in the book of Hebrews. Brother Bakai Israel of Steve Royce. Let's see that Hebrews chapter 11. Let's see he just break it down plain and simple. This mystery, right? The book of Hebrews chapter 11. Let's get 1, 2, 6, verse number 9. Brother Bakai Israel of Steve Royce. Let's see him break it down for us and make it plain and simple.
The book of Hebrews, polluted word. For the book of Hebrews.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 11. Verses 1 through 2, 6 and verse 9. Verse 1
reads.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Verse 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report.
Verse
6.
Yes, sir.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to Yahuwah must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
So you got to believe what Yahuwah got on the table, right?
Hallelujah.
Abraham believed and it was counted to him for righteousness. Verse number 9, what do you say? Let's see about these fellow heirs.
Verse 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise.
He sojourned in the land of promise, go ahead.
As in a strange country, dwelling in temples with Isaac in Israel.
So this is referred to Abraham, right?
Uh-huh.
So he sojourned in the land of promise. It is a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles, tents, with Isaac and Israel. Who are these Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel? Who are that?
The heirs with him of the same promise.
So you mean that's where the heir bloodline go back to? Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Now let me get two more. Lordy Jesus, Hosea. Young lion from the Lordy Jesus. Let's look at the book of Exodus right quick.
back quick, and I'll be long enough to wait. I want to repeat that a statement that was made in Exodus chapter 19. The Hosea from the Northern Kingdom. And let's think of that verse number 14 to 16. Let's see what he says. Exodus 13, 14 to 16, Brother Hosea, the Northern Kingdom, what it means.
Let's see that Deuteronomy right quick.
Deuteronomy 6, let's take it up at 20. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20. Deuteronomy 6, verse 20 through 23, Mother Z Israel Z Roy.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 20 through 23.
Now,
verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
And when the son acts, and when the son acts.
And when your son acts as you, what?
And when your son acts you, it's time to come.
Passover.
Verse 5, what he said.
Verse 5. Uh-huh. And they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the first.
15th day of the second month at even, they should keep it.
So y'all going to give you a second shot at it's the only high day that y'all going to give you a second shot at, right?
Hallelujah.
If you have a feast day, if you miss it, you just missed it. But this way you can come back in the second month.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see if he changed. He said on the 14th day of the second month, right?
Mm-hmm.
At even. Verse number 12, what do you say?
Verse 12, they shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it. According to the ordinances, the Torah structures of the Passover, they shall keep it.
Let's run to Brother Hosea, the Holy Kingdom. Run to 1 Corinthians 11. Paul is going to tell us about how Yahweh the Son established this thing right quick. And it was 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's keep that 23 through 27. Look at 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 to 27. Brother Hosea from Northern Kingdom.
1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 23 and 27.
23 through to 27.
Verse 23. For I have received of your Father that which also I delivered unto you.
So Paul is speaking to the 10 northern tribes over there in Corinthians, right? That I received of Yahweh that which I also deliver unto you. Go ahead.
That Yahweh the Son the same night in which you was betrayed took bread.
Go ahead, read on.
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
When we had given thanks, he broke it. They said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
So he said, this do in remembrance of me. Now let's see, why he made that statement. This do in remembrance of me, Mother Israel. Let's see what the Passover is considered. Now he said, this is what I want you to do in remembrance of me, right? Mm-hmm. Let's go to Exodus 12, Mother Eve. Let's look at 14. Let's see what Passover is called. Exodus 12, verse 14. What is this that we need to remember? Exodus 12, verse 14, Mother E. Israel, of see you, Roy.
Exodus 12, verse 14.
Yes, ma'am.
Exodus 12, verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
And this day shall be unto you for a memorial.
Great.
And you shall keep it and feast to the Yahweh throughout your generation.
Mm-hmm.
You shall keep by an order forever.
So this day is a memorial.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said? And you don't have a memorial every other week, do you? Once a year, you have a memorial, right?
That's right.
This day, Passover, is a memorial unto Yahweh. He said, this do in remembrance of me. Back to back to that 1 Corinthians 11, 25 through 27.
After the same manner also he took the cup.
Mm-hmm.
When he had supped, saying, this cup is the new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
My blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.
So you take the bread, right? And the wine. And it's that represented Yahweh the Son. He said, this do in remembrance of me. Verse 26, what do you say?
Verse 26.
Yes, sir.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Yahweh's death till he comes.
He said,
when
you take the bread and the wine, that's representing, you reflecting on the death and the price that he paid on our behalf, right? He wanted to be recognized for what he did for Israel, ain't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can pull it out in the book of 1 Peter right quick, Mother Z. 1 Peter chapter 1. Let's see that 18 and 19 right quick. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Mother Z Israel, see you wrong.
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 18.
Come on with it.
Verse 18.
corruptible things as silver and gold for your vain
from your vain conversation
tradition from your father.
Verse 19. Yes,
ma'am. But with the precious blood of Yahweh the Son as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
So we were redeemed by the precious blood of the Most High Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
Yeah. So this is a memorial, right?
Uh-huh. But the seventh day is
know you 6 days you work should be done. You got to keep it 7 days, right? Okay, so that's the 7 day Sabbath day, right? 7 day, right? Okay, now let's go to verse 4. Let's see what he's saying, verse 4.
These
are the feasts of the Yahweh. Okay. Righteous gathering. Okay. Which you shall proclaim in their season. So you gotta have a righteous gathering that needs to be proclaimed in that season, right?
That's right.
Okay. Go pick it up for me, Mother Z. Pick up that verse 5 down to verse 6.
Leviticus chapter 23,
mm-hmm.
5 through 6.
Good verse.
5.
Uh-huh.
In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Yahweh's Passover.
Okay, so we go hold up right there. We're going to find out on the 14th day of the first month, we got Yahweh's Passover. So we're going to get a case in point and find out what's the name of that month on that that 14th day that's on Yahweh's Passover.
Yahweh.
We're going to get that first month. We're going to put a name on that first month. Brother Brother Oshir, Noah the King, turn the book. Give me the book of Exodus. Give me chapter 12. Give me verse 2. And then I want you to give me verse 2. And then I want you to go to Exodus, and I want you to give me chapter 13, and give me verse 4.
That's chapter 12, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
This month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
Yeah.
It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay, so what's the beginning of those months? What's the name of it? Let's put a name on the tape. Go to Exodus chapter 13, verse 4.
That is chapter 13, verse 4. This day came ye out in the mouth, the month of Bill.
Yeah. So what's the name of this first month?
Bill.
Okay, so when we read, now, when we get done, man, we in Leviticus, right? So when
That's
we get
right.
done, read, when we go back to Leviticus month, and they tell us, and we read, you know the name of the first month.
Yes.
Yeah,
so you can slide that right on in there, and then Leviticus, verse 5.
That's right.
Leviticus 23, verse 5. Now that you know what's the name of that month, so what's the name of that month in verse 5 that we can read?
Leviticus.
Mark chapter 1, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
And that evening, when the sun gets set.
What's
that evening again, Mother? The sun gets set. So if anybody try to say that they keep it at high noon, we got some scriptures we can go strong that, hey, look, evening time, the sun set. We go in the Bible and show you what time we're supposed to keep this thing.
Yes, man.
So, all right, let's go back. That's all we wanted out of that, Mother Heat. Okay, give me a finish that verse up in verse 6 for me, y'all.
Let me ask you that, Brother Makai, right quick.
Well, okay.
Let's see, yeah. That Sister Jane, Israel, see you right. Matthew 26. Let me track that emotion right quick. Matthew 26, 19 and 20. Let's see if we can get a second witness on what Brother Makai and Lyon just put on the table in Mark 1:32. Then we can pick it up with a second witness there.
Matthew chapter 26, verse
19
and 20. Verse 19 reads, and the disciples did as Yahweh the Son had appointed them. And they made ready the Passover.
Verse 20.
Mm-hmm. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12.
Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we're going to put another precept on the table so we can just get a third witness. Daughter Yahuwah.
What's up?
What you got going on over here? Let me get the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. Give me verse 6.
Yahuwah.
16:6.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah. Just want to make sure we're doing this Passover the right way. We just don't want to be doing any time of the day.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 6.
But
at the place which the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, shall choose to place his name, there you shall sacrifice the Passover at evening.
What time you sacrifice the Passover?
At the going down of the sun.
Okay, there we go. And what?
At the season that you came forth out of the house of sun.
So this is the season that we came out of the house of Father.
That's right.
And if we're doing it, we do this at the going down of the sun, right? Okay, so let's finish reading that up. Mother Z, go back to Leviticus. Give me chapter 23 and pick it up at verse 6.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Yahuwah. 7 days, he must eat unleavened bread.
So after the feast of Passover, after we do the Passover, we do unleavened bread. So we want to make sure that we know that the perfect time for us to do this is at evening when the sun's going down. But then we got something coming up right behind it, and we're doing a feast of unleavened bread, right?
Right,
let's
see
another name they call that Feast of Unleavened Bread. In the book of 1 Ezra, chapter 1, verse 19. And let me get that at you, Sister Jay.
Verse 19 reads, so the children of Israel, which were present, held the Passover at that time. And the Feast of Sweet Bread 7 days.
So they ate that. They called this a Feast of Sweet Bread. So they unleavened bread. They was eating. They was calling it Sweet Bread.
Yeah.
So we know that once you get done, you doing the Passover, we know we got another thing coming up. But we call that the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or you can call it the Feast of Sweet Bread. So let's see what this Passover, see what's in the back of the book, the Feast of Sweet Bread. Let's see if we go to read something about that in First Chronicles chapter 5. Let's pick it up at verse 7 and verse 8. Brother, Brother O'Shea. Give me First Chronicles. Give me First Corinthians. Thank you. First Corinthians. I want chapter 5, verse 7, and verse 8.
Yes.
We want to make sure that we know that when we're keeping this feast of unleavened bread, what we talking about here?
Yeah. First Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened.
Mm-hmm.
For even your father's son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So we got, who our Passover sacrifice for?
The
Yahweh the Son sacrificed for us. So we know our Passover is for Yahweh the Son. And we are, he's telling us to purge out and for this old leaven.
Yeah.
Put in the new love, right? Let me see, can I find something about old things passed away. Let's see, can we run that down at 2 Corinthians, I want to say chapter 5, 17. Hallelujah, we got football, we got some long pass, 90 yards. We got, daughter Yahweh. You missed 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if any man be in Yahweh, the son of Yahweh the Father,
mm-hmm.
he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new.
So when you put on Yahweh the Son, you got on some new love going on here, huh?
Yeah.
And you got rid of this this old leaven, and we put on this new love, which is in Yahweh the Son. Mm. So what he's saying, verse 8, picking that back to that brother Hoshea, Northern King.
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, let us keep the peace,
mm-hmm.
not with old leaven,
mm-hmm.
neither with the leaven of malice
mm-hmm.
and wickedness,
mm-hmm.
but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Wow. Yeah, wow. So when you come in through the door, you're supposed to come in ready to keep the peace. It means you're going to have your mind on some Galatians chapter 5, verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
What it say over there? Sister Jay.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 reads, but the fruit of the Spirit,
yeah.
is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith.
So when you come in, and it's time for you to keep this coming in with your mind new on some Yahweh the Son on this feast day. You coming in with your mind on how is it again, Sister Jay? Read that for me again. Come in, how your mind gonna be?
The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy.
You got some love on the table. Let's find out. Let's get a definition of that love that's gonna be on the table.
Yeah.
Let's see, can we get a definition? Who could precept be that love on the table? There's a Bible study.
That's right, the love.
Let's get a precept on love on the table. The book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 15. Give me that Mother Eve. And I need a precept to that love, too. Because we're talking about the fruit of the Spirit.
I got one. All
right, then Mother Eve, go ahead and knock hers out. And then we're going to get the kitchen started. Yes, ma'am. John chapter 15, chapter 14, verse 15.
John chapter 14, verse 15.
If you love me, I will. 12 instructions, first 5 books of the Bible. What you holding over there, Brother Titus?
That Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 10.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 10, Sister J, Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 5,
verse 10.
Romans chapter 5, verse 10 reads, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my Torah instructions.
Hallelujah.
Yahuwah.
So you got to keep the Torah instructions then to do some, pick it back up where you left off at, Sister J. What that love mean again? What did he say up in there right now when he said in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22? What is that word you said right there? See, the thing is about this love, you got to do some Torah instructions. Otherwise, you ain't loving no Yahuwah. So what we got over there in the book of Galatians? We're going back to chapter 5. We're picking it back up at that verse 22. And we're talking about how your spirit need to be.
The fruit of the Spirit is love.
What's that love again? Yeah. That we just got done reading about. Because
yeah.
The fruit of the Spirit is the Torah instruction.
Yeah,
right. He says love. It's the first five books of the Bible. So if you're going to have that fruit of the Spirit, then you're going to have them first five books of the Bible. Going inside of you. So when you come and keeping this feast day to Yahuwah, it means you'll come in ready to do this Torah instructions as it's written, right?
Yeah,
man. Yeah, what? So, what else he got to say? What's that? He says the joy going on, right?
Yeah.
So let's see what we got to read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16. And give me that, I want verse 11. Mother E, now Mother Z. When we keep this feast day, how are we supposed to keep? We're going to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 11.
And you shall rejoice before the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah. There, Yahuwah, thou and your sons and thy daughters and thou manservant and thou maidservant and the Levites that is within your gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you in the place which the Yahuwah, their Yahuwah, has chosen to place his name there.
And you know what's so funny is that we done stumbled across something here about a place where he chose to place his name there, right?
Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to hit one more verse. We all going to get a piece of this time. So, Mother E. Now, matter of fact, Mother Z, give me verse 14. I just want that first line.
In the same chapter.
Give me that verse 14. I just want that top line.
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 14. Verse 14. And you shall rejoice in the peace.
That's it, right there. So when we come to the feast, what are we supposed to be coming to do?
Rejoice.
We got to come to rejoice when we come to the feast. So that mean, I want to go touch on this name, but you know what? Because I'm going to teach a piece of time to go on here and everybody get a piece of this thing today. We'll get it on that note once I run this, I'm looking for something, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
And I think I'm going to throw you an alley-oop with this one. On our feast days, and I'm looking for something I don't know if it's in the book of Sirach or it's in the book of Second Esdras. And he said something about the feast days. I think I got it right now, Brother Todd. Appreciate it. We're going to chapter, the book of Sacchinesis. And we're going to pick it up in chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
And daughter Yahweh. Give me, I'm on verse 37. All the way down to 41. Then I'm going to give it on that note, because we come to rejoice at this feast day. But we want to make sure that we know that we are in order.
Yes,
we're going to pick it up at verse 37, read all the way down to 41. Yeah, we're going to chapter 2. We're going to pick it up at verse 37. Yes, ma'am.
2nd Andrew, chapter 2, 37 to 41. Oh, receive the gift that is given you,
mm-hmm.
and be glad.
Mm-hmm.
Giving thanks unto him that have called you to the heavenly kingdom.
So you've been called even to this, this heavenly kingdom because we are, let me see, what are we doing? I need to have real quick. Let me, the book of Judges. And let me see, can I run this down real quick? I need you to go there with you, Brother, Brother Hoshea. And I want to make sure I'm going to this right one. I want you to read me the book of Judges, chapter 5 and verse 11. Hold that thought for me real fast, daughter Yahweh. We're going to Book of Judges,
chapter 5, verse 11.
Uh-huh.
They that are delivered from the noise of archers in the places of drawing water.
Yeah.
There shall they rehearse the righteous acts of the Yahweh.
So what they rehearsing?
The righteous acts.
Okay, continue to read.
Even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of his villages in Israel.
Okay. That's what we need right there. So what we're doing right now, we're rehearsing a righteous act. We're getting ourselves ready for this this heavenly kingdom that's getting ready to come our way.
Hallelujah.
Continue to read. Sister, daughter Yahweh.
2nd Andrew chapter 2, verse 38. Arise up and stand. Behold, Yahweh, number of souls that be filled in the house of the Yahweh.
That's old good wine talking to a theater right now.
Luke chapter 12, verse
For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. The righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right.
Ought to say. Okay. All right. Okay. Sister Jay, give me Daniel real quick.
Sister J. Israel C. Roy.
Daniel chapter 9. Verse 21 and 22.
Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 and 22. Verse 21 reads, you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being called to fly quickly, touched me about the time of the evening.
Oblation.
Oblation. Chapter 23. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
Skill and understanding.
Skill and understanding. I'm going to give you four skills and understanding. Okay. Your understanding is this. Okay, this understanding. Okay. All right, Mother Z. Give me Colossians real quick. Give me Colossians. We get there. Colossians. We're going to go into this... We're going to Colossians real quick. In the Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9.
Colossians, chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause, we also stand... Then the day we hear it. For this cause, we also sin it. The day we hear it.
Just the day we hear it.
Hear it. Do not cease to pray.
Do not cease.
Cease to pray for you. And to desire that he might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spirit and understanding.
You will have all wisdom with Gabriel visit. You will have all wisdom and what?
Understanding.
And spiritual understanding. You're going to have some spiritual understanding there. All wisdom and spiritual understanding.
That's right.
All right. Okay. It's all wisdom. All right. Okay. Let's get some. Okay. This wisdom is real quick. See what I want. All right. Give me Sirach. We're going to Sirach real quick. And I'm going to go ahead and touch on this feast. That's why we're here. Going to Sirach. Let's Sirach the first chapter. Okay. You mean that's Sirach chapter 1? Chapter 1, verse 1. And then skip down verse 4 and 5 and verse 12, 16. All right, to 19. My hit is 19. You got that? We read that. Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1. Sirach, chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 1. Then skip down verse 4, 4, 5.
Okay, then we're going to skip down verse 12, 14, 16, and my hit verse 19. And 21 and 27. That'd be it. 21 and 27. Then I'm going into this. I go ahead to the J. Go ahead. You go ahead. Okay. So the J is real.
So Rock chapter 1, verse 1 reads: all wisdom cometh from the Yahweh, and is with him forever.
All wisdom comes from Yahweh.
Verse 4. Wisdom has been created before all things, and the understanding of prudence from everlasting.
From everlasting, verse 5.
The word of Yahweh, Most High, is the foundation of wisdom.
The fountain.
The fountain of wisdom, and her ways are everlasting for instruction.
See that? For instruction.
Verse 6. The fear of the Yahweh make it a merry mind and give it joy and gladness and long life.
You're going to have that. You got the fear of Yahweh, you're going to have a make merry your mind, give it joy, gladness. All that ties in and a long life.
Verse 14. To fear the Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and it was created with the faithful
in the womb.
Verse 16. The fear of the Yahweh is fullness of wisdom, and fill it men and women
with their fruits.
Wisdom rained down skill and knowledge of understanding, and
exalted them
to honor that hold her fast.
See that? To honor that hold her fast.
Verse 21. The fear of the Yahweh driving away sin. And where it is present, it turned away wrath. Verse 27. For the fear of the Yahweh is wisdom and instruction. And faith and meekness are his delight.
Okay. He said the fear of Yahweh says wisdom and instruction, right? The instruction. Give me that Proverbs. Mother Z. Give me your Proverbs real quick. About that instruction. You go to Proverbs.
Okay.
You go to Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 1 and 2.
Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 1. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to know and understand. Verse 2, for I give you good doctrine.
A good doctrine means teaching. You want to have good teaching. Go ahead.
Good teaching.
Forsake ye not my Torah instruction.
Oh, that's good teaching, huh?
Yahweh.
Don't. Let me put a precept out there. Give me a, Brother Micaiah, give me a Proverbs 1:1-7. Let me throw a precept in there. Now, what I will know, but when I put this on there, what do this mean, 1-7?
What?
Give me Proverbs chapter 1:1-7. What it say?
The book of Proverbs chapter 1:1-7.
And I will know what this means.
Verse 1 reads.
What it reads?
The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction.
Oh, to know wisdom. So that's wisdom and instruction. Go ahead.
To perceive the words of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom.
Okay.
Justice and equity.
Yeah, now what is this wisdom? Do anybody know yet that's in Craig and Kendall? What is this wisdom that we can read? What is this wisdom? Keep ringing. You keep telling. I don't know what this wisdom is that we can read. Wisdom. What is this wisdom that we can read? First one got the answer, y'all. What we can read, holler it out. What verse? Go ahead.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 1, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, to give subtlety to simple,
to the young man knowledge and discretion. Verse 5.
Just to give a young man knowledge and discretion. Go ahead.
Verse 5. A wise man will hear. A wise man will hear.
A wise man will hear this.
And will increase learning.
Okay.
And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel.
Okay. So man understanding will contain to wise counsel. Go ahead.
Verse 6. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the words of the wise is a dark thing. Verse 7. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge.
Oh, the fear of Yahuwah is begin the knowledge.
But fools despise wisdom in instruction.
Oh, so fools will run away from that. I'll tell you, we got in 24:7-9. But I still want to know what is this wisdom that we can read. Proverbs 27:7-9, what does it say?
Proverbs 24:7-9 read.
A young lad, out of Northern Kingdom, tell me Proverbs 8:20 waiting on me.
Proverbs 24:7.
Do now read.
Wisdom is too high for a fool.
Wisdom is too high for a fool.
He opened not his mouth in the gate.
Go ahead.
Verse 8 read. He is he that despises to do evil. Should be called a mischievous person.
So you be called what kind of person?
Mischievous person.
Go ahead, read.
Verse 9, read.
Listen together.
For the thought of foolishness.
For the thought of foolishness.
Is sin.
Is sin. For the thought. When you somewhere thinking about things that's contrary to what he's written, that's what?
Foolishness.
No, but it's what?
Sin.
So you got to get your thoughts right. So when you deviate from your thoughts and your thoughts get out from order, Yahuwah's order is sin.
Right.
Come on, y'all, live from the Northern Kingdom. We got written in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 20. Let's read a little bit. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. What'd you say?
I wisdom dwell with prudence.
So I will, now who is I trail with prudence? That's what I want to know. Now, 12 down to verse 20.
You still want that wisdom to him?
Yeah, I'm going to get it in a minute, but if you got it, go ahead. Let's just see if you'll pull it out.
What wisdom is? Proverbs
9:10. Okay, well, let's see what you got. Proverbs 9:10, most of Israel have the number one hit for wisdom in 1 Corinthians 1:24. That'll be the number one hit. And more D of Israel going to come to the knockout blow. Go ahead, throw yours on the table because it'll go with it. Go ahead.
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10, read.
What?
The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
And the knowledge of Yahuwah is understanding. But the number one answer is what? Most D of Israel. 1:24 of Corinthians. What's the number one now? That's number two. What's number one? 1 Corinthians 1:24 is number one.
1 Corinthians 1:24.
Here goes number one now.
1 Corinthians 1:24.
Listen to this.
But unto them which are called.
The one that is called.
Yes. Both Yahdah Judah.
Yeah.
And the 10 Lord of the tribe. Right. Yahuwah the Son, the power of Yahuwah the Father, and the wisdom.
So who the wisdom is?
Yahuwah.
That's right. That's who your wisdom is.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there go your wisdom. That's number one answer right there. So y'all write it down. No parakeet. Got the number one answer. Wisdom is Yahuwah, Son, from the Father. Back to Brother Titus.
All right. That's that wisdom is, okay.
Are we clear what the wisdom is?
That's right. Okay. All right, though. Okay.
That's why he said in verse 12, what he said again, Bully, from Northern Kingdom, what he say? Young lion, and why? Look what he said here in 8 verse 12. Look what he said.
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 12.
Listen good.
I wisdom dwell with prudence. And find out knowledge of witty invention.
You see that? I
wisdom. I, Yahweh the Son, dwell with Yahweh the Father. That's all he's saying. Come on, come on, come on back there, young line, bro, Titus.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get on this, what this feast day is really about.
Take your time, cause brother. Y'all got ready to hit. Get ready to hit on that note.
All right. Okay.
It's time to use them up and drink them up. Coming up. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
That's right.
Give me access to this, all right, Sister J. Israel.
Last five.
The Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Great one reads, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, to deliver us from bondage, saying,
Yahweh, saying what?
Verse 2, this month shall be unto you. The beginning of month, it shall be the first month of the year to you.
Okay, which month is the beginning of the month?
Yeah,
which month is this?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you
gotta
read it.
You gotta read it.
Well, you read your mind from the Northern King. You gotta have a verse to be read.
You gotta have a verse.
Come on, Northern King. Now, pull a verse out, Northern. Come on, Northern King. Y'all lying. Pull a verse out now. Pull a verse out now. Pull a verse out now. Come on, Northern Kingdom from Northern Kingdom. Pull a verse out that we can read. That's a game changer.
That's right.
What we can read. Pull it out. Come on, pull it out, Northern Kingdom.
Chapter 13, verse 4.
This day came ye out in month of Bill.
Hallelujah. Well, that's how you do it. Always do a verse out first, and then comment behind it. That's how you do it. Do a verse out first. That's a game changer. Verse first.
That's right. Okay, go ahead, verse 2, to J. Israel. Back to Exodus 12.
Verse 2 reads, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year.
The first month of what? What is the first month? We just read that. Okay, with that understanding? Okay, go back to Exodus. Where you had pulled that up? Go back to Exodus 13, verse 4. With that understanding?
Exodus 13, verse 4. Is this day? This day came you out of the month
of Okay, now you just read that, right? Now come right back here. With that understanding, read that in verse 2. With that understanding. We just read that. I just took it back to 13. Verse 2.
What?
Exodus 12, verse 2. Exodus chapter 12, verse 2.
Exodus chapter 12, verse 2. This month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year.
Okay, the first month of what? Of what? Let me with the Exodus.
The first. It shall be the.
Remember, read Exodus 13, verse 4. This day you came out of the month Abib. Okay? And then you go back to Exodus 12, where you was at first, then with that understanding, at verse 2.
Turn the light on, boy. Right on
that.
So,
this month shall be unto you the beginning of month.
That's right. You didn't have it.
This shall be the
Hallelujah.
First
month of what?
Of the Abib.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's how you got it. Because they're not going to see that there.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to see that there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see that bib in there. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
You take them right here. Exodus 13, verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Young Lion from Northern King, what's it saying in Ezra 1:1? What does that first one mean? Ezra 1:1. What does it mean, Young Lion from Northern Kingdom? Young Lion roaring from Northern Kingdom.
Ezra, you say Ezra?
Yeah, Ezra. Yeah, in the apocryphal.
Yeah,
one verse one.
Ezra chapter 1, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The signs held the
feast. Yahweh.
Yeah.
In Yada Judah, unto his Yahweh.
Right.
And offer the Passover the 14th day of the first month.
Yeah, and the first, all he left off on was Abel. Back to Bob Titus.
J. Israel. All right, verse 3.
Verse 3 reads, speak you unto all the congregation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Who this message is addressed to?
Saying in the 10th day.
Okay, skip down to that. All right, go ahead and skip down. All right, let's see what I want. Skip down the... All right, let's see what I want. Okay, verse 6. Get down to verse 6.
Verse 6 reads, and you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month.
Okay, go ahead.
And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
That's where we at. Where we at right now? In the what?
Evening.
Okay, go ahead, verse 7. We read this, what this about.
And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house, wherein they shall eat it.
And then they shall eat it, verse 8.
Verse 8 reads, and they shall